Recorder, this is Johnson County Board of Adjustment. It's November 18th, 2014. Introductions, we'll introduce, the staff would introduce themselves first.
RJ Moore, Planning and Zoning.
Julia Dodds, Planning and Zoning.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Dave Parsons, Board Member.
Donnie Bonner, Board Member.
Billy First, Board Member.
Randy Lackinger, Board Member.
Dawn Terrell, Board Member.
Okay, motion to approve the agenda. Move.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same? Okay. Approval of the October 15th minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Conditional use permit 25458, Mary Ellen Hill, requesting a conditional use permit. Staff report?
The request is for a mobile special events permit to host weddings and receptions. It's on the east side of Newport Road, about 380 feet north of its intersection with Oak Ridge Trail and Newport Township. Purpose again is to hold 12 special events. It's per her email, the event she gave us for the dates. For calendar year, that should be 2/4/2015. As permitted by the ordinance. Here's the location map. Here's the property. The applicant has been operating under an approved conditional use permit, 24826, that your board approved last year in October. County engineer's report's the same as it was the year before. It's basically, there's some issue. She's kind of on a curve, if you remember there. And there's some issue with brush out in the road, so he must make sure that that's been removed and maintained free of the tree and brush removal. And just a reminder that Mary Ellen will need to get a permit before doing any of that brush removal. Health department, they didn't have any concerns. Sheriff's report through an email, Lonnie says he has no concerns regarding this request. It's staff opinion that this application complies with the ordinance's requirements. Recommended conditions for this one are the county engineer's request. And I'd like to remind the applicant that dates submitted are dates that you can hold the special events. Any diversion from those dates should be approved by your board. Otherwise, you'd be violating the terms of approval and could possibly have permit revoked.
Thank you. Mary Ellen, do you have anything to add? Okay, anybody else?
Sounds good to me.
Does anybody else have anything to say about the application?
I just want to add one thing. Mary Ellen's not saying it, but she believes that last year you gave me the authority or responsibility if she wanted to alter a couple of the dates. And so I think maybe she, you know, she might want to, and I want to know, because you heard what I said, and you would prove it, but she believes that last year during her discussions with you, that you allowed me to, with notice from her, change a date or two. So I think we should put that.
Is that something we can do? I mean, we can give staff the authority to for 12 events, and if and then they don't have to come back to this body just to change from one weekend to another weekend, but it would be approved and on some sort of schedule with staff and monitored.
Let me pull up the specific language. Make sure there's no issues with that.
I'm sorry, I just remembered that's something Mary Ellen.
That same thought occurred to me, is that, you know, what's the point of having somebody come back to change a date if we're administratively handling that? The dates aren't in the application that we have, so we're not approving dates. We're just approving
as applied for through the conditions she did submit, because the ordinance said.
I understand that, but okay. I'm saying we're not approved. We're saying 12 times, and you're administering that, as far as
right.
I know.
Right.
So,
the only people you think would care would be the neighbors who want to know what dates to mark on their calendar.
Well, but if staff handles that,
it's a matter of, do we need to approve what you are recommending at the time? she changes her mind.
How much notice do you usually get when somebody changes their mind?
I think what happened last year was a father was not able, he was in, wasn't it?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's in Afghanistan. And we asked to change from 1 month to another when he would be home on leave. And so I called RJ immediately. And what we have, a couple of months' notice? And so we were just trying to accommodate a bride who wanted dad there. And it seemed like a logical request, and RJ honored it. And we very much appreciate that because he kind of understands that sort of situation. So
I don't see anything in the ordinance that would keep you from doing it. The only thing I would say is I think the intent of putting the requiring that the 12 dates be part of the application in some way, you know, is to give notice to folks if they want to find it out. And what I would suggest is that if there's a change, you just put it on the next board agenda and staff can just give a report that such and such date has been changed to such and such date. And then I think if staff just gives, you know, a verbal report, then anyone who's interested will see it on an agenda and they'll know.
Unless it already happened, which could occur.
It could occur too.
Hopefully not, but say that again, but I'm sorry.
Well, by the time our meeting comes around, the event could have already been changed and occurred.
Yeah.
Well, are the neighbors regularly informed of these events?
Not really. I mean, they'd have to call. And, you know, Mary Ellen really, I know she's had some discussions with a couple of her neighbors personally, but they haven't really called us. One did a couple of years back, but we explained to him, you know, the intent and why the Board of Supervisors adopted the ordinance this way and stuff. And so we haven't heard from that person again. So, you know, unless they come in and look at the application, and we haven't had anybody look at this application.
Well, it's not in the minutes.
Or you could just...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you could also just ask staff that if there's a change, you put a post on their website or something.
I mean, if we object, we could send an email back.
If I may, I have a pretty good rapport with my neighbors. And have had for 25 years. We just don't have a problem. And I think, I mean, I don't want to blow my own horn, but I do try very hard. And it's one of the stipulations of our contracts is that we not annoy the neighbors. And so we pretty much ride herd on that. And I mean, there are times when you can't catch everything. But I do a lot of communicating with my neighbors. And like last year when we did change the date, I did put a notice in each one of their mailboxes that's illegal. I put it in their paper boxes that we would have a change of a date.
Well, I was thinking not so much this particular instance with this request, but that any time there was something, whether it's Dick's or yours or somebody else's, that an adjoining neighbor might have another event of their own where there would be a lot of traffic and a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. And they would like to know, I would think, if that was happening nearby, just so that, you know, they might be able to make other plans. So
you kind of communicate a lot.
Well, you may, but not everybody.
I know. You're speaking generally of the whole picture.
Yeah, because a lot of people are more self.
Well, she may, and we're looking at her application, so is it something that we would want to put a restriction or ask her to come back if there's a change, or to take Andy's recommendation that staff take care of it and put it on, post it on the net?
But if it's something that is fairly possible to reoccur, it might be something we as a board might want to look at in the ordinance in the future.
Or just do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to make that specific, I'd say you would have a motion and a second to approve the application and to also give the planning and zoning staff the authority to exchange dates, and then, I guess, you can leave it at that, and then that could be your motion and second, and then you can just ask staff to post something or give you notice if it's gonna happen.
Suppose we end up with some individuals that say, I wanna know every time any of these dates change.
If we have that happen, we can.
They can come to the office and find out. Again, we don't even know. We're just approving 12 times a year.
I know, but you don't want them coming every week saying, okay, has there been any changes?
No, correct.
No.
So.
But they could call the office or post it, or, you know, contact us, call or come in, and, you know, we'd tell them. I don't see a lot of changes. Again, I've mentioned to Mary Ellen, I know she doesn't always agree with it, that it's like any other business, is that she picks the 12 dates, and those are the dates that are available, approved by you through this process. And that if her proposed clients can't pick one of the dates she has, then it's not available for them, basically. But.
On the other hand, we don't care what those dates are. They could be pretty much anything, and we're gonna approve it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't really decide the dates. They just pick the dates that they want, either to get 12 a year.
Well, we know enough to have a motion.
Yeah, please make, I assume you have a motion.
Yes, I move to approve this application subject to the engineer's restrictions, and I would like to give planning and zoning staff the authorization to exchange dates without board notification.
Without.
Except, well, until the following meeting.
Without prior board.
Prior, there's a good word.
Second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackander.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, we're approved. Next application is application 25459. Richard Schwab, requesting a conditional use permit.
This is a conditional use permit for annual multi-special events to host weddings, wedding receptions, and charitable events. It's on the south side of 245th extended, about 3,800 feet west of its intersection with Sugar Bottom and Newport Township. Here's the location right there. And here's this, and just a heads up, this is the new building permit that houses the sprinkler system, or the pumps and stuff, I guess. Applicant proposes accessing 245th. They has to pay for dust alleviation on the county's portion of 245th as long as the permit is active. Would need to obtain the permit. He gets used to that part. Sheriff had no problems through the email. Health department, they had no problems. The applicant has complied with the state fire marshal's office by installing a sprinkler system for the barn. The staff opinion that this application complies with all ordinances. Staff would recommend that your board approve the application as applied for, including the applicant's proposed maximum guests and days, and that all outdoor music cease at 9. This was where we did last year. We did, and it's in my full staff report. No more than 250 people. He has a setup day the day before, the day of the event, and the day after as tear down and cleanup days. The events will end at 11:45 p.m.
And outdoor music will cease by 9 o'clock?
Right, and outdoor music ceases at 9. Yeah, let me look at my phone. I think Dick's offered that already. That's just based on what he's offered in the past. Yeah. He's given the dates. Events limited to 250 people.
And we have, and I have the thing that you got copies of from the state fire marshal. So that's what I have.
Okay. Anybody else like to speak to this application? Anything to add for or against?
Okay, make a motion to approve 25459.
We wanted to make it subject to the same flexibility as our previous motion.
I was just going to ask.
Give RJ the authority to switch dates.
Prior authority.
Do you need to add that in there?
There's that word again.
Next meeting in the board.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion, roll call.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackender.
Yes.
Maher.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye.
Okay, application approved. Mileage, any other agenda items, adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, that was way shorter than I expected.
It took a little longer than I thought.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody showed up.
It's only because you were wordy.